Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindelof, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian Country. Mariah Bahe has grown up with boxing gloves on her hands for most of her young life. Mariah's fascination with the sport stemmed from the belief that anything her four older brothers could do, she could do. She started training when she was 5 and began competing at the age of 8. The Navajo Times explains that Mariah Bahe comes from a long line of boxers, starting with her great-grandfather, who was a U.S. Marine and boxed in the service. Once he returned home to the reservation, he built a gym to help Navajo youth learn skills and give them something to do. Her father, John Kelvin Bahe, is currently the head coach at the Damon Bahe Boxing Gym on the Chinle Reservation in Arizona. In a recent interview with Olympics.com, Mariah, now a teenager, is asked, "What do you like about boxing?" Her response, "I would say, it has given me discipline, self-control, and more confidence in myself." Having competed in approximately 50 bouts, Mariah is currently ranked number 2 in the United States of junior boxers with 6 national titles. The Navajo Times reports that training and fights had to be put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mariah shares, "Our gym was closed for 2 months. Everything at Navajo Nation was shut down and we had to travel 2 hours to get food and supplies. I had to make the time to train on my own." Mariah Bahe is featured in a short documentary directed by Nina Meredith. The film follows Mariah and her father in the gym as well as at competitions. Mariah comments, "I think the film really shows how we live. We had to haul wood everywhere in the winter to stay warm, to keep my house and the gym and other people's houses warm." Mariah, whose nickname is Princess, walks with the Navajo Nation flag wrapped around her shoulders at competitions. Her dad and coach wears a Team Princess shirt. Mariah says she understands how much her family has sacrificed for her to travel and compete. The film can be viewed at Olympics.com. Mariah is too young to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, but she is focused on winning more national titles in the meantime. She hopes to be the first Navajo female boxer to win a medal at the Olympics in Paris in 2024. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.